I'm Jonathan Pinfield and I'm the broadcast manager here at BCB 106.6 FM. And it's amazing to think how technology has changed over the last 20 odd years to give us the opportunity to broadcast live from events around the district. When I first got involved, you could broadcast live from a studio, or you had to go out and record your programmes on reel-to-reel machines and then edit them down. The Holy Grail was always how you could broadcast live, because the aerial and satellite systems were just so expensive. The first live outside broadcast I was involved in was our local elections coverage, where each of our presenters dialed in the results live into the studio just using a landline. We just used a telephone for our first ever live sports broadcast as well, with Mike McCabe, who commentated on the Bradford Schools table tennis finals at Eccleshill Sports Centre. The technical quality wasn't that good, but Mike's enthusiasm was great, even though he couldn't always keep up with the ball. I just remember him trying to commentate, "It's a forehand, it's a backhand, it's a smash, it's a smash, it's there, 16-8. And still remember this broadcast to this day. The first time we ever used mobile phones for our live outside broadcast was live from Festival Radio in Lister Park. We were live in the studio, but we got a couple of phones lent to us by One to One. So every 5 minutes we'd dial up the mobile phone to speak to a festival performer, to speak to any of the event organisers, to speak to a festival goer. Again, the quality wasn't great, but the immediacy of being in a different location every 5 minutes was amazing. When we launched our matchday radio services for Bradford City and the Bradford Bulls, we discovered ISDN, Integrated Systems Digital Network, where you got a portable bit of commentary equipment actually at a sports stadium connected to another bit of kit based in the studio. The cost of the ISDN equipment was about £6,000, which was a massive investment for us, but it opened up a whole new world. Off the back of our sports broadcast with the help from Yorkshire Cable, we then got the opportunity to install ISDN lines at Wetley Hill Resource Centre for the Wetley Hill radio team for people with physical disabilities. We launched Shipley Community Radio. We launched an ISDN line in Centenary Square. So we started broadcasting live events from Centenary Square. But the holy grail for us was, how did we broadcast live from the Bradford Festival? So when the festival moved to Peel Park, we had the great idea of burying an ISDN box in the ground by a tree. All we had to do every year was remember which tree we'd planted it next to. Easier said than done. With the advancements in mobile phone technology on the internet, we were able to connect to the studio either using a mobile phone signal or a landline. The only problem with that is when we dialed into the studio, it sounded like a fax machine. So if the wrong person answered the phone and they weren't expecting the call, they'd hang up and you had to try three or four times before the right person remembered, they're connecting for a live outside broadcast. Again, that equipment was about £6,000. Up until about the last 5 years, it seemed as though every time you wanted to connect a bit of kit to the studio, the price was £6,000. But more recently, we've been able to connect to the studio in broadcast quality simply using a specially devised app on the mobile phone to connect to the studio in broadcast quality for a few pounds. It's amazing what you can do nowadays on a phone.